Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Pastor Kahlulo Milatu is my guest on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And he'll probably tell us what the Lord has laid in him. But allow Marova to read Romans chapter 8, verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. I love verse number 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren, or many brethren. And moreover, whom he predestined, those, this he also called. Whom he called, this he also justified. To whom he justified, this he also glorified. I love it. I love it. Welcome to Intimate Moments, Pastor Kahlulo Milatu. A very, very good evening to you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson. Good evening to you and the listeners as well. Good evening.
You love the show.
So much.
What do you love about this show?
When we read the Bible.
Hey, so it pleases you a lot.
A lot.
But I love you because you are my guest and the family loves you.
Glory to God.
That's why we brought you here.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's Amen. Why we brought you here.
It's an honor to be here. It's a privilege.
You know, when you look at the life of a young child, sometimes the parents don't know what would he or she becomes.
Mm.
It is only God knows.
Very true.
What is your topic for this evening?
Exactly that. All things work together for good. We'll be looking at the life of Joseph, and we'll be talking about God's sovereignty in our lives.
God's sovereignty yes. in our lives.
Yes.
But it's such a fantastic thing, you know, just to know that wuhulu bahaye ba bona khala mo maphilong a runa.
Yo.
You know, you look now, you want to look at the life of Joseph and where I have read. You know, you know, I love the way Paul puts it very nicely.
Mm.
He says, to whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might become the firstborn among the brethren.
Mm.
It means God is all-knowing.
All-knowing.
You know?
All-knowing.
He knows the end before the beginning.
That's it.
Now, why specifically the life of Joseph in this show? What is it that you would love to actually teach us?
You see, the life of Joseph, viewers at home and Mr. Thompson, the life of Joseph clearly, you know, reveals to us the sovereignty of God, that the events that are happening in our lives, they are not happening by coincidence, okay? They are not happening. To us, they may be a surprise, but before God, they are normal, okay? There's nothing you can do that can surprise God and be like, wow, I didn't know that, because of his all-knowing. And he's not just all-knowing, but we will see God's work, you know, in the life of Joseph, that he used all things. The verse that you read, Mr. Thompson, in the book of Romans chapter 8, before it says that all things work together for good. Apostle Paul speaks understanding the sovereignty of God. He doesn't say some things, okay? So listen, as at home, everything that happens in your life, okay, whether it is the rejection, whether it is elevation, whether it is hatred from people, whether it is love from people, all that works together for good, okay? And as it works together for good, it works to fulfill the will of God in your life and for your life. So we'll be looking at the life of Joseph. The events that happened in the life of Joseph, you know, the things that he experienced, you know, from his brothers. We will see the dysfunctional family, that even God used the dysfunctional family in order to make the will, his will fulfilled in the life of Joseph. Joseph as a young man, the first thing that we see is that Joseph, he was a shepherd, okay? He was tending flocks, and we find that in the book of Genesis chapter 37, which is verse 2, it says that he was tending flocks. For you, you can see it as a normal thing. Ah, he was just tending flocks. So the Bible doesn't just, you know, it's not written by mistake. Everything points to something. The life of Joseph depicts the life of Jesus Christ, okay? In John chapter 10, Jesus Christ says that, I am the good shepherd. So we see that the life of Joseph it was pointing to the life of Jesus Christ, okay? So all things were destined by God with the intention of revealing Christ in the life of Joseph, okay? The Bible is clear also in verse 3 that Joseph, amongst all his brothers, the father loved him more, okay? It shows the unique kind of relationship Joseph had with the Father. So Jesus Christ also, he has a unique type of relationship with the Father. Okay, he was given the coat of many colors. Jesus Christ, he's the unique Son of God. He is the only one begotten by God. Okay, so the life of Joseph, it's a reflection of the life of Jesus Christ, but it's in the Old Testament, and when we read the New Testament, it is clearly revealed. So when we look at the Bible, we see that even the hatred of the brothers, okay, to Joseph, it was for the good. It was for the will of God.
I love that when you're saying it was for the good. Moreover, I want you to read that the latter part of his life, because I suppose he was a dreamer, they hated him, blah, 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 blah. But what I would love to emphasize, Maruti, with your permission and the grace of God which is vested upon you, is the latter part, the chapter 5 of Genesis chapter 50. Look at how God orchestrates things,
sure,
for the betterment of his own family. But you may talk through in the second segment. I want us to go through that.
Powerful. Powerful. Yeah. No, we will definitely do that. He was hated by his brothers, okay? Even Jesus Christ, he was hated by his own brothers, the Jews, okay? They hated him. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, you know, all the teachers of the law, they are the ones who handed him over to be crucified, okay? He was handed over to death, okay? Similar to Joseph. Joseph was handed over to death. They put him in the pit, okay? But them putting him in the pit was also part of the will of God, to show that my son, Jesus Christ, will also be in the grave, okay? But in the grave, Joseph did not end there, but he came out of the pit. Okay, so Jesus Christ, likewise, he will also be in the pit, okay, but also do what? Be raised from the pit. So the life of Joseph is pointing to the life of Jesus Christ. It is God's sovereign work.
Right. I love the way you are drawing it from the old to the new.
Glory
now, moreover, my family, you would know that each and every person living under the earth, the Lord has got a purpose and a plan for that particular person.
Very true.
Now, Jeremiah 29:11, my family says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you the expected end." And Pastor Kahlula, are you there with me?
Yes, we're together.
The word of the Lord says, "He who has begun a good work in you." Moreover, he who has begun a good work in you,
yes,
will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we see the finishing of the work that God started to a dreamer called Joseph.
That's true. That's true. He who began, it is God who begins
nice.
The work.
Nice.
So even in the life of Joseph, it is God who began the work. Listen, when he began the work, he already knew about the brother's hatred. That I'm beginning the work, but the work will not. So the work of God is not always nice, Mr. Thompson. It's not always perfect. It's not always coming with elevation, promotion, you know, applause from people. The work of God sometimes comes with the hatred of people. Jesus Christ said this way, is that no servant is greater than his master.
Mm-hmm.
They persecuted me.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they also gonna persecute you. Okay, so Jesus Christ, I mean, God is the one who began the work. And as he begins the work, God does not do the incomplete job. God doesn't do the half-done job. When God operates, he makes sure that he accomplishes that which he said he will do. Remember, he said that the word that comes from God doesn't go back to him void, but it accomplishes what he has destined it to do.
Right, Pastor Kahlulo Milatu is my guest. Intimate moments this fantastic evening on your Daily Companion. We continue with the conversation. The life of Joseph, maybe it resonates with your very own life. Yeah, mwingiseri wa mina a ri kona eka nongonoko lo soseka wa intimate moments on the your radio on your radio. Emruti waka
thobela
u saliteng mara
ka sebele ntate
mara wa enjoya taba e rubulelang ka yona because the family is enjoying it
so much so much so much. It's beautiful.
Now what would you say about Isaiah 55 verse number 11, because like I said to the family, you quoted it clearly nicely before.
Yes.
So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth.
Definitely. You see, God is faithful, and what he says will be fulfilled. Okay, there is no way God can speak contrary to his actions.
Yeah,
what he says is what he will do, and no man can stop it. Okay,
nice.
So we see that also in the life of Joseph, that Joseph, God gave him a dream. He saw the suns and the stars bowing down to him, and that was still going to be fulfilled, because what God says will be fulfilled. And the same thing that happened to Joseph is the same thing that happened to Jesus Christ. Remember, when he was born, the Magi, when they went to him, what did they do? They worshipped him, just like Joseph, when the stars and the sun and the moon bowed down to him. Similar thing happened to Jesus Christ. When the Magi went to him, they worshipped him. Okay, Jesus Christ, when he was with the disciples and he calmed the storm, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 33, the Bible says that they worshipped him, saying that indeed you are the Son of God. You know, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 9 to 10, it says, "Behold." And Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up to him and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. So we see Jesus Christ also, he's worshipped as God. He's worshipped, okay? So the life of Joseph was reflecting also the worship that Jesus Christ is going to receive, okay? That he will be worshipped. Now, even though he was the greatest, it did not mean that he was not going to experience hatred from people. Do you know who betrayed Joseph? The man who betrayed Joseph was Judas. He's the one who came up with the idea of selling him into slavery. Okay? So it was Judah who came up with the idea. Who betrayed Jesus? Judas. So the life of Jesus Christ is a reflection. The life of Joseph is a reflection of what will happen to Jesus Christ. So even in your life, do not think that you're experiencing the rejection, the betrayal, the denial of man, and it just happens for no reason. It happens for a reason. God is at work.
Now I love the written part of it, my family, because when they came back to Egypt, because there was famine in Israel, they were so much intimidated, thinking that perhaps he's going to revenge. Now, I mean, when you look at the Bible, he says, no, you are my blood brothers. I'm not going to revenge. You thought evil, but the Lord was preparing something very good. The Bible talks about posterity. And they started bowing down to him.
Yeah.
Look at the fulfillment of the word.
That's it. You see, it's so amazing that God did all those things, né? So that the very same people who hated him will come back and require or ask for help, you know, from him. So similar to Jesus Christ, the same people who rejected him, he's the same people who he's going to save. Okay? So God elevated Joseph not for his own glory, okay, but then for the sake of salvation of his family. that they needed to be saved. Israel needed to be saved. And Joseph was there as, you know, that the man that God has ordained for salvation of his brethren. So God elevated him for the sake of saving his family. Similar to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was rejected, hated, sold, but for the sake of saving his family.
Now, if you just join us, Pastor Kahlulo Milato is my guest, the teacher of the Bible, the steward of the Word of God.
Glory to God.
And I must say that this is absolutely fantastic when we hear this. But many a times when we are hated, rejected, we feel out. Humanly speaking, not knowing that ultimately it will do work for good for us on our side or on our part.
Very true.
I'm saying as human beings.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. Very true. The hatred, you see, when you look at your life, okay, do not look at your life as though, you know, it's the pieces of the pieces that just deserves to be thrown away.
Uh-huh.
Okay, your past, those broken pieces, they serve like, oh yeah. Do you know the mosaic?
All right.
The mosaic is an art.
Talk to me, Marut.
That is made up of they make it out of the broken tiles.
Right.
Okay. And then from those broken tiles, they make a beautiful art.
Okay.
So like similar to our lives, that's how God operates. The broken pieces of our lives. Okay. God is taking all of them, all the errors that happened in our life, all the abuse that happened in your early life, all the rejections that happened in our life. Everything, God is taking it and is making a beautiful story about it.
Pastor Kahlulo Milato is the teacher of the Word. You remind me of the hymn writer who says, the Father wants to put you back together again. You who are broken, the Father wants to put you together again. So that ultimately, like you're saying, the glory should belong to Him. Here, Joseph, feeding the multitudes. And of course, he was in a place of authority in Egypt. I must say, when God elevates you, people will say, wow.
Hallelujah. He fed the multitudes. Remember even Jesus Christ himself, okay, when he was in the wilderness with the brethren. Remember, in the wilderness, there's no food, okay? During that time there was no food. There was famine. So the only source of food would be Joseph. So even in the wilderness, the only source of bread would be Jesus Christ. He's the only one who was able to supply. So it's a fulfillment of that thing in the life of Jesus Christ. And now he fed the same people who hated him. Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, remember, the words of curse did not come from his mouth. The words of insults did not come from his mouth. The words of distraction did not come from his mouth, but only the words of mercy and forgiveness came out of his mouth. I'm talking to somebody right now that you are experiencing a situation where you are experiencing rejection, okay, from people. Do not say curses to them. You're experiencing hardship, persecution. You're experiencing rejection. You're experiencing anything that, you know, it's wrong or bad from people. I'm encouraging you, do not say anything evil against them, because that's not how Jesus did it, okay? So we must do things the way Jesus did them. Jesus demonstrated in the Word. So he's enabling you by his Spirit so that you may act according to his will. So when you go back to your brothers, to your sisters, to people, those who are persecuting you, rejecting you, do not reciprocate the same energy they give to you. But however, bring life to them.
Pastor,
even though Kasulo, they reject you.
Hallelujah. Bring life, because my family, love will conquer the multitudes of sin.
Glory to God.
We see how the Lord has orchestrated basically his life very well. Pastor Kasulo is still with us in the studio, and we are navigating, trying to understand broadly the life of Joseph. and the correlation between the Lord Jesus and the life of Joseph at this point in time. And perhaps your take would be, I'm very optimistic now about what the servant of the Lord is saying. Because Muruti, Helen Zilibua, we become so, you know, powerful. We become so encouraged into our very own life, isn't it?
Very true. Very true, very true. All things work together for good. That's the thing. The God's sovereign hand is always active in our lives, okay? Nothing happens by mistake or by coincidence in our lives. God is at work. God is at work. You may be... Do not curse your past. Do not be like the servant Job. Job, he had an understanding of fearing God. But however, he lived in the Old Testament where he didn't get the bigger picture. You know, he didn't see the pain of that he was experiencing working for his good. Hence why even at the end he said that he would rather curse the day he was born, okay? Because he was speaking from the place of shame, but the place of misery, of disappointment, of hurt, and despair. But however, we as the New Testament saints, we know better. The Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says that though we are pressed on all sides, Mr. Thompson, we are not crushed, okay? Those who are persecuted, we are not in despair. Those who are experiencing all those things, okay? Outwardly, we can be wasted away, but inside of us, we are constantly being renewed. So we have a bigger picture that God is using our sufferings, our hurts, our pains, all for the glory of His name.
Pastor Kahlulo on Intimate Moments. We love it. We love it. Now, Intimate Moments is the program where... We try by the grace of the Lord. We try by the grace of the Lord to basically understand the divine will of the Lord, to understand what the Lord is saying. Music, it's good. 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The Tuesday edition, the Wednesday edition. No. Utla Pastor Kahlulo. It's Wednesday, ne?
Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Let's go to that book of Corinthians.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant scripture. Powerful, powerful scripture.
Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "We are pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed."
Now, because you were talking about the bigger picture and I could see the body language on the other side. Basically, you understand what you're talking about.
Very well. Very
well. Talk to me.
It's revealed. You see,
right.
The life of Joseph, the life of Jesus Christ,
yeah,
they harmonize. Okay?
You know, the thing of harmonizing, it's so interesting because it shows clearly that God does not contradict himself.
He doesn't contradict himself. Definitely.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Whatever he's doing, that's why even the Bible, it would be so funny for us to think that the Bible was written by people from somewhere to come and take our cows. I mean, when we read the Bible, we see so many incredible things. I mean, the Bible, 66 books written for a period of over thousands and thousands of years, but they're saying the same message, and it's written by many, many different authors who did not even know one another, but they have one message. This is powerful, man. You cannot say the Bible was written for people in order to deceive people. No.
I love when it's written. Powerful. It's so interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting what you're saying. Yeah.
So God is at work, okay? He's forever at work. In the church, by the church, I'm not saying the building, but I'm talking about the body of Christ. He's forever at work in the body of Christ and also in each and everyone's life. Okay, he's at work collectively and individually in our lives, and we see that now when we're experiencing trials, the Bible is clear that we are not crushed. Okay,
nice.
We see the same thing with the life of Joseph. He experienced any hard thing the world can offer, and yet he remained strong. Okay, he did not blame his past. Now we're living in days where people are blaming the past. You know, my family did this. I'm here because people did this to me. What about God? Can't you just open your eyes and see God at work in your life? Okay.
Hey, Maruti, it's so interesting. It touches me. Can't you just open your eyes
to
see God at that particular situation?
Mm.
Because like you said earlier on with the family, as we started the conversation, all things work together for good.
All things.
And it's in the Bible. So may the Lord give us the grace to see the bigger picture instead
of
the negatives.
In
right?
the name of Jesus.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's up to you. What do you want to see? What is it that you want to see? Do you want to see the negative side of life, or you want to see the positive?
Okay? Nice.
And there's a difference also. You know, there's a difference between being full of faith and being positive.
Isn't
God doesn't want us to be just positive, okay? But He wants us to be full of faith.
I love that you are bringing another dimension.
Exactly.
Because when you read about the heroes of faith in the Bible, some did not see what we are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
They just saw them afar off.
Exactly.
You know, but we are privileged because we are people of the new covenant. We can see that. You are raising the issue of faith as well.
We have a bigger picture now.
Nice.
Joseph also, his life, oh my goodness, his life was all about the sovereignty of
Fantastic.
God. You see, we should stop being in despair. Stop being discouraged.
Mm.
Stop the blaming game. Stop living your whole life like a victim.
Mm.
Stop living your life as though the world owes you good things, okay?
Mm.
Bad things, though they happen, remain in the Lord and the Lord will cover you. And
Absolutely.
You will realize at the end that what was meant for evil, God will turn it for your good.
Absolutely.
That's why even Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8, he says, all things work together for good for those who are called by the Lord. So understand that as long as you are in Christ, you are called by Him. Okay?
Mm.
And that's why it works together for good. He will not call you to Him in order to shame you. He will not call you to Him in order to embarrass you. He will call you to Him. And lastly, he says that for those who are called according to His purpose.
I love that because you know what? It is in the Bible, Pastor Katlulo, that
yes.
I will never leave you nor forsake you. But humanly speaking, sometimes when we face with the challenges that we face on a daily basis, we do actually forget. May God give us the grace and forgive us.
In the name of Jesus.
Not to forget what He says.
Yes.
The life of Joseph was very complicated, but we see the end result of what he was believing God for.
Very true.
Right.
I will not leave you nor forsake you.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's very important for you to believe that even when you are in the pit. Even when you are sold into slavery, it's very important for you to understand that and remember that. Even though you are tempted by Potiphar's wife, you still have to remember.
Pastor Kahlulo.
Okay? You still have to remember. You still have to remember that He will not leave you even in that temptation. Jesus Christ, Joseph experienced the temptation, okay? And he ran away from temptation.
Mm.
Jesus Christ experienced temptation, but He overcame temptation. Okay? The difference between Joseph and Jesus Christ. Joseph ran away. Jesus confronted. Because Jesus was a sinless man.
Absolutely.
Okay? Who's able to overcome every kind of temptation
Indeed.
That came his way. So it's a fulfillment. Okay? So let me summarize this verse.
Absolutely. Do that. I love
that. I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. When God says leaving you, He means physically. That He will not leave your physical body. Okay? He will not leave you in any way physically. You will experience God physically in your life. Secondly, He will not forsake you. That is not physical, but that is emotional. God will not stop loving you. He will not abandon His love for you. He will constantly pursue you. That's why there's a song that's David who said that what is man that you're so mindful of him? What is the son of man that thou hast visited him? You keep on pursuing mankind. God will always pursue you, even in the midst of the trials and tribulation. God will not leave you.
Now, that is the assurance, my family, that we are getting from Maruti Kahlulo Milatu on your Daily Companion Intimate Moment. I'm loving the conversation as well. Maruti, it's so interesting to know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, like you are reading.
Yes.
It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Does
all
it.
That you are reading, that those scriptures, it equips us for the better things.
Very true.
Ahead of us.
Very true. Very true. Scripture equips us, you know, to face every storm that comes our way. Remember Jesus Christ, he makes the parable of two men who were building, okay? One built on the sand and another built on a rock, okay? And the storms came, the floods came, the rain came, the streams came, okay? And the one who built on the sand, everything was tarnished, everything collapsed. But the one who built on the rock, everything was firm. So here's the truth. When you build on Jesus Christ, who is the foundation, okay, who is the foundation that cannot be destroyed, when you build on him, anything may come your way, but you will overcome. Like Joseph, you will overcome every single thing that comes your life, to your life. Remember Jesus Christ said these words when he was talking to the disciples. Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus Christ said, "Upon this rock, upon this confession that you have made, upon that word, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, I will build my church upon the foundation." Okay, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. It is a promise, okay? It is a promise that goes without doubt, that nothing that happens to us that is as a result of the work of the enemy shall be fulfilled in our lives. We will always overcome. Hence why even in the book of Romans, Paul says that we are more than conquerors through Christ, okay?
Through Christ.
That's it. We are more than conquerors.
I love that.
Exactly.
That shows clearly that the work of Calvary has been finished well, because he conquered first, and we are walking on the footsteps of what he did.
Glory
for
to
us.
Hallelujah.
Now, I must say that we always love just to hear this kind of information, because Pastor Kahlulo, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the living word of God.
Yes.
I want us to close very nicely, servant of the Lord. What lessons are we taking on Intimate Moments on your Daily Companion Radio Pulpit? Such a great, great, great honor to host the servant of the Lord. Now, many a times you would hear the servant of the Lord or a man of God in the church saying greetings in the name of Jesus, give God a big hand of praise, and we clap our hands. Wow, which is good. And you say, this is my topic. Yeah, he would explain and give the background. Now, you know, a great preacher would say, finally, because it was Sunday morning, this is what we have learned. So probably I would allow as well the servant of the Lord to just wrap up our conversation for this evening. Pastor Kahlulo.
Glory to God.
Lessons to be drawn from the teachings that you gave on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, this evening.
Firstly, God is always at work. There's never a second in your life where God is not at work, okay? Number one, God is at work even when you're experiencing rejection. That rejection will work for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph received the threats from his brothers. That's number two. No threat of life, no threat of the enemy, no threat from anything that will stop the will of God. God will use those threats to do his will. Thirdly, the physical harm, they threw him in the what? In the pit. The physical harm, whatever physically that you may experience, it could be a disease, it could be whatever, it's going to work for the glory of Jesus Christ. So lastly, Joseph said, that which you meant for evil, God turned it for my good. So remember, nothing happens by mistake.
Nothing happened by mistake. Pastor Kahlulo Milatu, the teacher of the word on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit. Much appreciated, man of God.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson, and the listeners at home. God bless you all.
Yeah, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you. We have enjoyed this.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.